Hello and welcome to In the Balance, the discussion programme from the Business Daily team at the BBC World Service. I'm Justin Rowlatt, and I've got a question for you. What does the daughter of the British romantic poet Lord Byron have to do with the high-tech revolution? Well, the answer is here on a blue plaque outside her house in an elegant London square, St James's Square. And it says here, Ada, Countess of Lovelace, was a pioneer of computing. This week, women scientists, technologists, engineers and mathematicians from Brazil to Belgium have been celebrating her life. Ada Lovelace Day is just one of several recent events and conferences devoted to women in technology and their achievements. It is a hot topic. So if a woman was a tech trailblazer 180 years ago, women must be at the forefront of the computer science business now, right? Wrong, or at least wrong in most parts of the world. Sheryl Sandberg, the chief operating officer at Facebook, has described the declining proportion of women in computer science in the USA as an emergency. So that's our question for this week. Why aren't there more women in tech? And to answer that question, we've got two prominent women in technology. Sarisha Jajala, Assistant Vice President for Business Development of the Indian telecoms engineering company Tech Mahindra, which I think I'm right, Sarisha, is part of the Mahindra conglomerate.
That's right.
And it's a big, significant technology company in its own right. It employs, am I right, 85,000 people?
That's right. And that includes our recent acquisition of Satyam.
We've got Sherry Kutu, who's an investor in tech companies. She's on the board of Raspberry Pi, which produces very simple and cheap computers designed to encourage children to become involved in programming. My daughter is very keen on her Raspberry Pi. And you had a landmark recently, didn't you, with Raspberry Pi?
We did. We outsold the number of BBC Micro computers that had ever been sold. So we've now shipped more than 1.8 million Raspberry Pis.
And we have a man. Dara Hickey is one of the founders of the Dublin Web Summit. What is the Dublin Web Summit, Dara?
It's probably Europe's largest startup tech event. So we've moved from 200 people just 3 years ago to almost 10,000 people, with 950 startups coming from across 100 countries at the end of October.